Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Seeds moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vosmick for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hoxett moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoxett moves to third. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Burnett moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Daljak picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Daljak. Burnett scores. Averill moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Doljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doljak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doljak hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Doljak. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Kaum moves to third. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-0 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaum scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Burnett moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoxett moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoxett scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Art Herring now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodap hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Daljak moves to third. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Hudlin moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds bunts towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to third. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hudlin scores. Burnett scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Vosmek moves to second. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodap hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grabowski fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grabowski. Vosmek scores. Hodap moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 9-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Com reaches second base with a double. Hodap scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Koenig, who tags Burnett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Com scores. Sewell scores. Hudlin goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Porter now playing right field. Bob Seeds now playing first base. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seed scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the mound. Herring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Dahl Jack reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seed scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 4 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Grabowski reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus pinch hits for Art Herring. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grabowski moves to third. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Grabowski scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 13-3, Indians. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 13-4, Indians. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Stone moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 4 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.